Blog Talk Radio.
For Black Pride viewers, comes into light that they solved slavery to crime, and now they're hoping they can help again. Black Pride Nicole Estefan joins us now with a look. Take a close look at this video. Covington police want to know if you recognize this woman who stole credit card information at a Walmart 2 weeks ago. They don't care who you are or what you do, but just put the credit card number and use it as many times as they can. It's still a big or police catch on, which is exactly what happened in this case. In fact, with the retired police officer's information that the woman used, he's a former law enforcement agent from experience and is retired. If it can happen to a former crime fighter,
Hater Radio, if you don't know, now you know, nobody's expendable. Wake y'all ass up, wake y'all ass up, Hater Radio. Yeah, Hater Radio, you know we back one more game, keeping it OG status at all time. Your host, Big Shy Getty. I got my co-host in this motherfucker, Jay Bizzle. What's up, boy?
What's happening, nigga? Look, this how we doing this shit today, because I'm tired of these old school niggas disrespecting these new school niggas.
It's getting rough up here.
New school, new respect. That's how we rocking, bro.
Hey, you heard it. You know what I'm saying? We keep it controversial up in this bitch. I got my boy Jay Bizzle. He representing the new school. I'm representing the old school. Got my guest up in this boy, the N.O. Straight up in this motherfucker. Got my boy T. Hey, get a fan some love out there, boy. Tell him what's going on, baby boy. What's your name? What's going on?
Let him know what's happening. He ain't gonna do that, but look, I got my boy T. Slay. He fresh out of Hartwood. Talk to these niggas, T.
It's your boy T, man. Just checking in on my boy. So, you know.
Believe it. We getting on the subject. This gonna touch a lot of people out there. That's why I'm gonna let Jay Bizzle start this shit off. So we can do the defend part.
Hey, Getty.
What's up, boy?
Hey, this. All I want to know is why do the old school niggas shit on the new school niggas so hard? What's up with that?
I don't think it's that, nephew. What it is, you know, we all get a misdirection in life, and sometimes the old school need to step up and show love to the new school, but the new school shouldn't feel like that because the old school paid away. Just like your parents, nephew. Your parents, you didn't respect everything they said, but you did.
Listen, with that said, I'm going to say this. You old school niggas acting like y'all don't respect us.
No.
But y'all need to accept responsibilities for you and your peers, my nigga. Y'all the reason that we here. Y'all didn't stand up for shit. These new...
That's
these
getting
new
deep
young
right
niggas.
There. That's deep right
here,
there
bro.
For him to ever say that. Hold on, what you got to say, N.O.?
All I got to say is...
We back up in.
This is what I got to say. New school, they lack authenticity. They don't use their heads. They got it too easy. You heard me? And really, you making it wild talent. Because you got beats. You got these machines fixing their voices.
Right.
So it's not as basic about the beat. It's not about lyrics no more.
Let me say this. Historically speaking, the reason that rap music is
where it's at today is because of you niggas. Y'all didn't want to support y'all artists. Y'all taught us not to support the artists. No, listen, it's okay. Go goddamn get with Napster. Motherfucking go and download the free shit. Don't support the artists. Go and download the free shit. It's y'all niggas' fault, bro.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about my elders.
First of all, you can't blame that on the old school. Blame that on those who created technology and made it easy.
It was up to us to accept it. Just like this materialistic shit that we are.
The young people
nigga,
running the world.
No, nigga, black people. Nigga, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
We're on another subject now.
No, we're not. No, we are not.
We're getting on another subject because the old school people who were slaves. Think about what they did to protect our heritage, even though we might not know our heritage. See, this is a different topic. But if we would have been lost. We
do
lost
you want
right
me to
now,
go? It's
but
totally
you can't
different.
Place blame.
They preserved the gene pool, my nigga. Like, we ain't
that's
gotta
good
go there.
Enough. What we wasn't there. Would you sacrifice would you want to sacrifice?
Basically, you said, would I want to make a sacrifice and be like, okay, we're going to let this go on in order to keep hip-hop alive? Nigga, no.
Yeah, I think
because we made hip-hop, nigga. They gave us scraps. They gave us their broken equipment. You know what we did?
Because at first you
black
spoke,
men.
But you spoke on, when we speak, nephew, we speaking on, you kind of divide the old school and the new school. When you divide it, it ain't no we in that. It ain't no we.
You're right.
So we started somewhere that was ugly, and it's up to us to bring it better. But we can't place blame on the ancestors. How can we do that? Right now, if the military came and enslaved all of us, what would we do?
On another topic.
We're gonna get
back to this music,
what we
man.
Do, though? Let's get back to it. But T, what you think about this subject, my guy?
Man, what I think is, like, the old school, right, they paved the way, but at the same time,
right.
I don't think, like, they did enough, because the new school generation, like, this fake hip-hop rap, lip-singing shit,
right.
Killing your brothers, niggas what I'm talking about that back in the old school.
Keep it
OG,
right,
man.
Like we was talking before this shit was motherfucking recorded. We speaking upon shit like motherfucking Young Thug, comparing them to an old school kid.
Old school kid.
An old school rapper. I even
but
put
damn,
the,
okay.
the name in the equation. Should we put a name and verse these niggas if we want to? I say Young Thug up against motherfucking Tupac.
No, you can't even make
it. Thing is, can I kick some shit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thing is, you got a nigga like Young Thug now, right? Okay, y'all old school niggas, y'all didn't get no money off this rap shit. He know how to market himself.
No,
come
no,
on.
No.
And that's
no,
the realest it's going to get,
right
dog.
Now, these young
come
folks,
on.
They might look at the payoff now. They don't look at royalties. So he's never, ever doing better than an old school cat.
Are
in
you
20
serious?
Years from now, go get that
What about MC Hammer?
Wow.
What about Vanilla Ice?
Listen,
what about them
type
niggas?
They had wrong. They didn't know how to count
that let them niggas infiltrate us. But that's a whole nother topic,
that's
too.
True,
and
that's,
I keep going with that
true,
shit.
This,
because
this,
I know
this,
my
this,
shit.
This what
and the rappers are telling them that.
Yeah.
All them old school rappers are telling MC Hammer. Telling them. Quick on mainstream.
Listen, the shit now is about
these
money. These niggas can't even handle our weed, cuz. That's all I'm saying. Like, they can't even handle our weed. And you know these niggas can't fuck with our music.
That's a different subject right there.
It is not.
Ain't about
y'all ain't up on that shit. We stronger.
Genetically.
The same weed.
Listen,
the same weed the new school niggas talking about that we wasn't smoking back then, we were smoking back then, it's just
better
a different name. Either you smoking a female or a male plant. It's just a different name.
Today's date is like March, 15th or something. Like, over in Cali, the shit's already been proven that it's like 12 strands of weed that are like historically stronger than what they used to be back in the day. So shit has already been scientifically proven that our weed is stronger than y'all. So
that's
y'all got
a good thing. Is that good? Really, a weed that's
what do you
fucking
mean?
Because weed don't really like people believe.
Yeah, after they just manufactured.
Yeah,
genetically engineered.
No,
shit.
Just don't fuck with that K4 pack.
Hey, all I tell y'all right now, I got my boy Jay Bizzle, and we live from the Cyberhood. Jay Bizzle and
what
his
up,
motherfucker.
What up, my nigga Shy G, my nigga C Slick, and my nigga
hey,
Lou in this
go
motherfucker.
Go ahead, let's take him to the Cyber Beat for the day, my guy.
Hey, the radio! Young player hit a big score, board pop. Score top, keep the party to the ball drop. It's on you, slide through before the door lock. Don't be afraid, just the things some do. Unbelievable, but still the iller things come true. Felt the city test, get your best to be a CEO. Summertime, Zodiac, complex, the CEO. Get your love, leave the best of me. And we can do this professionally.
One more game. You know what I'm saying? We got the livest subject in this month. I know everybody want to call in on this one.
All right, next topic, man. Look. Listen. All I'm saying is that these new school niggas need to be accepted. These new school niggas need respect. That's the only way we going to move forward.
Right, right, right.
That old school shit can never be recreated.
Hey, I agree with that because we didn't have unity. It was a lot of... But, hey, I can say the old rappers did try to bring the unity when they had the no sellout nephew. They had no sellout for all the rappers to get their own royalties. MC Hammer fucked it up, though.
Hey,
Vanilla Ice, when they let, even though he was in that category to help that mainstream, which took over the whole foundation of rap.
It did. That's how you got... That's how you got non-black people, you know what I'm saying, running that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, how the fuck we don't run our own shit?
Believe
me,
that's
like,
ugly.
Come on, now.
And I be seeing some of the old school rappers, all due respect, I won't mention no names, but the old school rappers, like Fo said, the old school rappers, I be seeing them signing with these young niggas. And I'm like, if somebody... funding these young niggas to make it look like the industry ran by young niggas, cause it's rappers that signed. I won't say his name, but he signed with a young school nigga. He been out there for years. Out there for years.
Like that, you got Juicy J, you got Wiz Khalifa. You know what I mean? You got like so many niggas, bro. So many niggas, bro.
And that's big right there, nephew.
Look,
so I agree on that aspect. It's time for us to get
like,
this shit together.
The thing
though
that people gotta realize is that, you know what I'm saying? We making progress and shit, but we stuck on some petty shit as black people.
Believe.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, alright. Back then, it was a few artists.
Right.
That were nice. Everybody knew them.
Name them. Let's name some, though,
MJ.
G.
Who? MJ. Michael Jackson.
Okay, okay. Believe.
R&B. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you... Alright, you had a nigga like him back in the day. He was that guy. Right now, we ain't got MJ, okay? We know that. Just like you ain't gonna have a fucking Michael Jordan. We know that. But we do have niggas like Kobe. We do
and
have
LeBron.
No, okay. Aside from the sports, we do have niggas like Chris Brown.
Believe. Oh, you know what? That's a good comparison though, because.
So
but he got more work to do. That's all I'm saying. He got
okay,
a lot
that's
more
cool.
work.
And that's cool, but he needs to be accepted. Like,
you
he
already accepted. So you saying he the Michael Jackson of this era?
This is basically what I'm saying. It's like, okay, the old school judge us off the masses. Like,
I mean, you got to look at when your parents, you making moves, your parents looking at you like that. So I look at that like a marriage family. So when the old school and new school, I believe it's still a family, you know what I mean? So when we say something wrong, just like when your parents told you something, you didn't like it. You can't have an extra piece of cake because it's rules to the game
is
what I'm saying.
Back to what I'm saying.
It's rules to the game.
Back to examples like you got niggas like Chris Brown and shit, you know what I'm saying? Another
Trey Songz too. Put him in there because he's a good artist, man.
Exactly. And my thing is, man, like back then you had a few artists making good music. Now you got a lot of artists making good music, but you got even more artists making bullshit music, and it's all about this MC Hammer Vanilla Ice thing that you was talking about.
Yeah.
They let them get their foot in, and now it's
it's
not the way it's supposed to be.
They polluted our waters. They polluted our motherfucking waters. And you know what I'm saying? All I got to say is one thing. We got to bring this shit, but at the end of Hater Radio, we always got to try to come up with solutions. It ain't just a bad topic. It's some real shit from real cats, you know what I mean? So Hater Radio going to keep it OG stat. Giving y'all a chance to call in at 347-633-9524. Hater Radio live in effect. Jake Bizzle.
Listen, this is the question that I asked. Was the music back then that much better? Or are we just evolving, and it's hard to accept? You know what I'm saying? Like, real
that's
shit, think
big.
About that.
Because you know what?
To me,
it is evolving.
To me, it was much more better. It was much more better.
We protesting, bro.
Yeah.
We back to the point where we protesting, so it's like, shit. If we doing the same shit we was doing way back then...
Is the rappers to new school talking about something more positive than old school? Because I could pop in old Arrested Development that uplift me. As a matter of fact, that's going to be the Cyber Beats of the day, Arrested Development. You know what I mean? When we come to the Cyber Beats, so you can feel this music talk to your soul. And this new school shit might bring a demon to your soul. So listen to what you're listening to. That's all I got to say.
It's really fucking us up. Really. Believe it. It really is fucking us up.
No.
Have
you ever heard of a person being a product of their environment, bro?
True that.
Shit is getting ugly,
true
bro.
That.
We are back to doing what the fuck we was doing back in
true
the
that.
60s, bro.
True
come
that.
On, dog.
Same shit. But the same
come on,
shit.
Bro. We in 2015,
but the
bro.
Same shit. We got niggas still up here looking up to these motherfuckers. Entertainers.
Looking up to them.
So if that's all they're talking about, that's all I'm getting. That's all I'm doing.
Not only that, the old saying, music is a soundtrack to people's lives. So people going to listen to music before they listen to their own parents.
Cause think about it though,
listen,
you know,
listen,
you
real talk.
Music,
difference between,
right now,
difference between new school. Difference between new school and old school. These new school niggas, what you say? Your music is a story of your life.
Listen, soundtrack of people's lives.
That's some real shit.
Listen though, we in the 2015. These days, you know what I'm saying? You got a nigga telling another nigga story. You know what I'm saying? It's niggas
but
that ain't really
poetry.
About that shit that's doing
it's
and we know
poetry,
that.
If it's poetry.
Exactly,
if
and that's what
poetry.
We do know.
And all I gotta say right now, I hate the radio full effect. I got my boys in here. I love this subject right here. Hey,
but let me say this, sorry, let me cut you off. But let me say this.
Do your thing.
You got also look at this. The industry, the music, the labels, they only letting the artists put out certain kind of music for y'all to listen to. So you gotta blame the labels, the A&Rs, the management. Because they're not giving nobody no room to put nothing positive out there. So you can't just blame the artists. The artists going to do what they have to do, even though it's not, even though it wrong or right. You know?
And that's so real. I respect everything my guy just said. All I gotta do is say that the music you listen to can add bad vibes. We got this. This is spiritual, just to let people know. We gotta watch what we listen to, cause that shit, demons can come through your motherfucking speakers. Mm-hmm. If you speak that shit, that tongue, a wicked motherfucker, that tongue right. will get your ass in jail or to get you out of jail. So that tongue can create shit you never thought and lie. So all I gotta do is say, listen to what you listening to. Straight up.
And it's a more comfortable lifestyle, sir. It's a risk. Where's the ghost? Down the road. Walk the road. My forefathers walk. Climb the tree. My forefathers climb. Ask the Lord for all their wisdom. They tell me by his I saw. Go back to when you can. My family.
Boys back up in it. We in the cyber hood. Still keeping the same subject. I hope all of y'all call in. I hope y'all having a blessed day. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the radio call in. Voice your opinion about this big subject right here.
It's a topic that's going to leave a lot of niggas disgruntled, man. Like,
I already know.
You know.
But it's how people feel. So, yeah. Hey, the radio. Go always keep it uncut.
You got 1,000. You got your James Brown. You got your Shy Light.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Believe.
And you got a lot of niggas that done heard this beautiful music.
Right.
And they want to try and imitate. But they can't.
Believe.
They can't. It's 2015.
Hey, my little nephew giving love to the old school. I like that. Hey, it's realer than real, you know what I'm
listen,
saying?
Back to what I was saying. You know, you got your radio station.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
name some of them, G-Ball. What y'all used to listen to in Atlanta?
Listen, man, listen. When I was a little nigga,
right.
I used to listen to 104.7.
Oh.
I know they remember that shit, though.
Yeah.
I'm a real old school. I'm a real new school, old school nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying, you know, you got people like James Brown, Shy Lights, whatever you wanna call it.
Believe.
And you know, you got a lot of niggas that look up to them and they listen to that old music and they wanna mimic it.
Right.
But the thing is, you got new niggas
right.
that don't really know shit. They don't know nothing about nothing.
Damn, so what can we do to, you know,
look, listen, they don't know nothing about nothing. But the thing is, it's all about money these days. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
Different is old law, new law.
Old law, new law.
Mm.
Old law, new law. Y'all heard him. Y'all heard him
let
speaking
me, let me
it.
Think on that for
yeah, that's a big subject. Hey, T, what you think about it, man?
Old law, new law.
Hey, because you know what I'm saying? My boy right here, my boys, they educated. Every black person in this cyberhood educated, got their own skills, talents. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we express it in a good way or a bad way. But the way we
grilling with a naked hoe, say she want to go below, and a nigga JB, Cole, B, Low, Zero. Nigga don't try to be a hero. Y'all niggas know I dare you to try me like Knievel, but you won't.
Live in full effect, hey, the radio. Hey. Got my boy Jay Bizzle flowing for ya. And he flowed on that old school. I'm proud of him. He flowed on that old school beat.
I can't do that. Look, man.
Let's go ahead and take it to the cyber. We're going to go ahead and take this to the cyber shots out. I got to give a shout out to my boy. Got to give a shout out to Jay Bizzle. What's up, my guy? Much love
What's
for coming to the cyberhood. Much love for my boy T coming on around.
This motherfucker,
you know how we
man.
Do.
You know how we do this shit every time. Hater Radio.
And you
nigga.
Can catch us sometime at the extended motherfucking cyberhood. Jay Bizzle spot. So know the cyberhood runs deep, motherfuckers. Hater Radio.
Gonna put y'all niggas to sleep. You don't really want to creep. Y'all niggas ain't deep. Y'all niggas don't tote heat. Y'all know how I do, it's JB. Finna kick a flow. Niggas stand up, Lou finna kill this hoe. Y'all niggas talking shit, yeah, we smoking dro. Yeah, we smoking Kush. And we the president, no George Bush. Ride like I'm tenant, limo in it. Y'all niggas rent it, but us niggas, we done did it. Yeah, we really live it. Fucking up. Finna bring it back.
Describe a freestyle on their hand. Who else but Jay Bills on the flow of that old school beat? That's some hard shit. Hey, the radio live.
It ain't hard, cause these boys soft. Y'all niggas know I do it like a big dog. I'm Cujo. New hoes. All on my dick. You a pimp? No, you ain't. I be getting banged. I be getting drank. I be sipping drink. Yeah, I be blowing stank. Yeah, and I got this shit for sale. Yeah. Got that shit by the bell. Niggas say they want beef, but them boys weren't prepared. Yeah, colder than the Himalayas. JB got Baskin Robin flavors. 32 of them. Nigga talk shit. You don't want a cousin. You don't want a cousin. Nigga, you rebugging.
Get in love to call in and tell my boy Jay Bizzle thanks for that live shit. Hey, the radio full effect. Hey, I hope y'all doing beautiful out there. We getting close to the end, y'all. I hope y'all had a blast. Hey, kiss the kids before you go to sleep. Show love to your mom. Call your mom tonight. Say, Mama, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Daddy, I love you. Keep it OG status all time. Hey, the radio.
Yeah, yeah, OG status. Ain't no ratting. I put a cap backwards. Y'all niggas don't want it. Y'all niggas acrobatics. Y'all niggas don't really want the static. Leave niggas shocked if I hit you with the pump. Niggas talk shit, I leave your brain stumped on the concrete. You don't want beef, yes, JB. And my nigga Shy Getty, and T. And my nigga Lou, he be to the right. Niggas talk shit, boy, you don't wanna fight. You ain't really bright if you wanna try to guys. Y'all niggas know I would be obliged to do this. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me. Y'all niggas talking shit, you ain't fucking with me. You niggas delinquent. I meant you niggas delinquent. I don't even know, chill.
I know y'all want to say thank you. I'm going to tell my boy thank you. Keeping it live. My co-host, motherfucking Jay Bizzle, the cyber homies. We going to go ahead and say goodnight to y'all. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Stay down till you come up. You know the slogan. Hey, the radio.
They got a lot of money together, but they're all good. And the thing for it, this is going to be done. Sure.